God wants them to stay. But I want to say tonight, no one is strong enough. If we just let our guard down, we won't be strong enough. It's only with God's help that we are. In our battle against our adversary, the devil, we are commanded to be vigilant. We read it the other day, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We cannot rest in our battle with Satan. He is looking for a breach in our armor. He's looking for just one crack in the wall, one door that's left open, one window he can pry open. We cannot let ourselves rest in this battle. Ever since the Garden of Eden, man has been in this battle with Satan. And this battle will continue until the Lord takes care of Satan. But until then, we cannot rest. When Adam and Eve fell, it's because they let their guard down. They fell for the enticements of the deceiver. All throughout the Bible, there are recorded many times where people took a deceitful rest and they always paid for it. If we take a rest we're not supposed to take, we will pay for it. When the children of Israel were going through Canaan land and conquering cities and going from city to city, and they were experiencing victory after victory after victory, but then we find a few places where they rested when they shouldn't have. They conquered many cities. They took land that God wanted them to take. They fought bravely and with the help of the Lord. They did all those things right. But it says they left some giants in Gaza. They took care of most of it, but they just left a few giants. In just a little time afterwards, just a few chapters later, we find where the Philistines of Gaza were the rulers over the children of Israel. That one little area, those few giants they left, became rulers over them. We find that they also left some giants in Gath. Later on, we find where that's where Goliath was from. Those battles that the children of Israel were fighting in those days, all the battles that Saul fought against the Philistines and David fought against the Philistines, they shouldn't have happened. But someone took rest when they weren't supposed to. They took a deceitful rest. They pushed the problem down the road. And the problem only grew to come back to fight with them again. It says they left some giants in Ashdod. It was the armies of the Philistines from Ashdod that won the battle over the children of Israel in the days of Eli, when they took the Ark of the Covenant. They took the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of the very presence of God, because someone let down their guard and rested. It wasn't time for the Israelites to rest from conquest. We'll have a time when we can lay our armor down, but it's not yet. It's not time for us to rest in this battle. We must not let down our guard. We must be vigilant. If we let our guard down, if we allow a breach in our armor, it's an invitation for the attack. So in our battle against the enemy, the devil, we cannot let ourselves rest. But secondly, in our service to the Lord, we are commanded to work, for the night is coming. We are commanded to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We could go on and on talking about the different commands we have as Christians and the responsibility we have. I heard one preacher put it this way: it's not the great suggestion, it's the Great Commission. That's not just for missionaries. That's not just for preachers. That's for every single child of God. Everyone has that responsibility, and we cannot rest in it. The Bible tells us to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. Now, let's face it, we're human. It's so easy for us to get sidetracked. It's so easy for us to sit down and just rest when we're supposed to be fighting. But we're supposed to lay aside every weight and sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. In Hebrews 12:1. 1 Corinthians 19:24 says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain." We cannot rest in our battle against Satan. We cannot rest in our service for the Lord. But thirdly, in watching for the return of Christ. Mark 13 and verse 33. Let's turn there, please. Verse 33 says, "Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not what the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." That's a command. That is a responsibility we have, to watch. The commandments of the Bible that we can read, there are many. We're to work, we're to run, we're to be vigilant, to watch for the soon return of the Lord. And we must not take a deceitful rest and lay our armor down until the time comes when we're with the Lord. That the time we can lay our armor down is when we're in heaven. We cannot run the race and bear our burdens on our own, though. This has to be done in the strength of the Lord. So to fight, we must have the armor of God. To run, we must look unto Jesus. To watch, we must have the strength of the Lord. So we're commanded to do these things. We are commanded to watch. We're commanded to run. We're commanded to fight. But we can't do it on our own. God gives us the things we need in order to do it. That's what he was saying in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30, when he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." When we look at things at face value, we're looking at a big opposition. I mean, we can't win these battles on our own. We can't run pleasing to the Lord. We can't watch like we're supposed to on our own. But when we're yoked with Christ, that's when we can find rest here on earth. Yes, there will be a time when we don't have to worry anymore. There will be a time when the Bible says there are no tears. There will be a time when we can put our burdens down and just rest. But while we're on this earth, we cannot. But even in that, when we are close to Christ and we give our burdens to Him like He wants us to do, we can rest here on earth. Our work becomes rest when we do it with Christ. We must utilize all the tools and the weapons the Lord makes available. But what a foolish thing it would be to give up, to sit back, to let the world go by, and take a premature rest. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25. Verse 14. "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money." He took the easy route. He took the route that had the least amount of pain, the least amount of work. He just hid it. Verse 19, it says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. Have you ever taken an investment and doubled it? It's possible, but it takes work. It's not easy, but it can be done. Verse 22, he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Verse 24, then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. You know what I believe it's talking about here? I believe this man thought he was serving a cruel person, a cruel master. And he didn't think his master was worthy of his service. He thought he should have some time to work and build himself some wealth. He thought he should have the ability to go out and live his own life. Well, it says it right here, he was a servant. He didn't belong to himself. In all likelihood, this man owed the master a lot of money, or maybe the he had bought him. I don't know how he had become a servant, but he was a servant. He didn't have that right. And just the same way, we're bought with a price. The Bible says we're not our own. We don't have the right to go and live our life for ourselves. I believe that's what he thought. He thought he was serving someone who was asking something that was unreasonable. So he just decided to take matters in his own hands and just not do it. Verse 25, and I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You know, when we meet the Lord, how disappointing it would be for the Lord to call us unprofitable. Someone who had all the things in his power, the master had put at this servant's disposal everything he needed in order to make this investment that he needed to make. So the fault we find isn't on the master, it's on the servant. And when we get to heaven, I couldn't imagine standing there and the Lord calling us unprofitable. That's why we should work, for the night is coming. We cannot sit back and rest. That would be a deceitful rest. It's one that we're not entitled to our own life. We belong to Him. So we should live like it. You know, all this was just because he gave up, really, before he even started. Ezra chapter 7, in verse 23, says, whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. We have a command from our master to work, for the night is coming. We have a command to run so that we may obtain. We have a command to go and tell others about Christ. So whatsoever is commanded by the God of heaven, let it be diligently done for the house of the God of heaven. We cannot give up and take this deceitful rest. But like we talked about, if we do it in His strength and we fight our battles with His armor, then it is rest. It takes faith. It takes It takes effort. It's not easy in our physical by ourselves. It's not easy. The Christian life never was, it wasn't intended to be easy. You know, I heard that Christians in China were praying for conflict to come to America because they felt we had it too easy. They might have been right. I heard a testimony of a missionary in China. I listened to it. I was on my way to the way to Redmond. And it really opened my eyes to the persecution they get over there. This man, I can't even say his name, because he could still be hunted down, even though he lives in Canada now. He spent 18 years over there. He went over there, and 2 years in, they were trying to kick him out. They ended up meeting in secret. But imagine having to come to church, and every time you come, you've got to post someone across the road out there and watch to see if police are hiding in the bushes. And as each person goes by to come to church, they're like, yeah, it's okay, they're not there yet. That's what they had to deal with. And these Christians, they know that hard times bring faithful servants. Hard times weed out the unfaithful servants. They wanted conflict to come to America so that we would get dedicated and get serious about the things of God. I'm not asking the Lord to bring conflict to the United States, but I am hoping that Christians get on fire and get diligent about the things that God has for us to do. Because if we don't, we'll be found unprofitable. And how ashamed I would be standing before God and He calls me unprofitable. Because the purpose of a Christian is to bring glory to God, and the way we do that is we bring fruit. But if we're unprofitable, how ashamed we're going to be. We can't give up. We can't take this deceitful rest. Richard.